This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. And this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and has implemented really cool features to ensure it's undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks with their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. Big thanks to Dash Now for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org. My name is Nathaniel Paul Thurston, and across from me is Chuck COVID Thompson.
You thought that Biden had ended it.
I did.
Well, we're coming into an election year.
You got to stir some stuff up again.
Next year, so, here I am.
At the end of the week last week, you might have noticed that Charlie was not here. That is because he did, in fact, have COVID. Charlie got real, legit COVID, like 102-point-something fever for several days type COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Hurting, aching, stinging COVID. coughing with your lungs hurt, not knowing if they're going to open once more. COVID.
Yes.
How did that feel?
Well, I was on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So for about 5 days.
Did you watch a lot of stuff?
Watched a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched a lot of things. I slept a lot, which was good. But my sleep patterns all kinds of messed up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I would sleep from like, I don't know, 2 to 6. And then I'd stay up to like 1 and sleep from like 1 to 9. And then 2 to 6. And it was kind of that pattern for like 5 days. So
that sounds pretty good. I got what seemed like COVID. It seemed coincidental because I haven't been sick in a long time, and you get COVID, and I keep coming to your house to do episodes because that's where the studio is, and because I'm your friend, I wanted to check on you.
And we don't make out or anything.
No.
We like girls, but...
No, but I came over and hung out, and then all of a sudden I'm getting sick at the end of last week, and then I spend the weekend being sick.
It turns out it was all in your head.
It was in my head. Yeah, that's what it was. I didn't get as bad as you, but we have conducted a scientific study.
This is our second one.
Should be published. Okay. This is perfect evidence, and you don't need any more sample rate than this.
No.
All right.
This is clinical trial.
Charlie got a dose of the vaccine back in 21, and you got COVID after that, same time I did.
Mm-hmm.
I got really bad because I am not a shill for Big Pharma. And I got really sick.
For like 10 days. You were like...
I was very sick.
10 days fever, losing your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People who say long COVID isn't a thing did not have 102.5 fever for 10 days.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Because you fry your brain. It's probably not just COVID. I think it's any time you allow your brain to simmer for 8 or 9 days. It's probably not good for your brain. But anyway, this time you got super sick. And I was around you, and I got sick, and I was fine as far as feeling like I was going to die goes. So
I felt, although super sick, only lasted like 3 days instead of your 10.
I know.
2 years ago.
I know. But we know COVID has weakened over that time.
Mm.
But what we discovered was that my COVID-induced immunity held off.
Is this what people call natural immunity?
We don't call it that.
Oh.
It's post-COVID immunity, post-infection immunity. It's been a while. We got to brush up on our COVID terms. It's been a while. So I handled it way better this time. Yeah. This time you had no antibodies in your body. Your body did not know how to fight off cold symptoms, especially COVID. like mine did. And so my superior human being scientific post-infection immunity was much better than yours, which had never been asked to try and fight off an infection on its own.
Costco said they took their COVID decorations down.
Yeah.
Put them in the attic.
We don't remember. I don't remember all the stuff we used to say.
Get them out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's coming.
It's time. People are calling for mask mandates and all kinds of stuff these days.
It's going to happen again. How do we know this? Well, you just look at history.
It's not going to be like it was last time, at least not anytime soon, because Biden will not want to do that going into a presidential election cycle. Because as he learned in 2020, it's really bad for your reelection chances if you are dealing with a worldwide pandemic and shutting down people's way of earning money and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it worked for him last time when they were able to shut down Trump. You know, he doesn't want to do it for him this time. So anyway, it's Monday. Stuff's been happening over the weekend.
COVID's back.
We wanted to brush over a few things. And do you want me to stream some
I gotta
of this?
Say it's strange. So I just want real quick before we get into Maui. And we've talked about this a little bit before on the show, but it's strange how COVID disappeared kind of overnight. All the mask mandates and social distancing and businesses being shut down and all of that. Now, I've seen in the news, and also I know several people who have gotten COVID recently. So it really is surging. And what's interesting is we're not seeing that same response. Now, I'm glad that we're not. I'm glad that I know that some people are calling for it, but the Biden administration is not shutting down air travel. They're not making you wear masks on airplanes. We're treating it like we should have treated it back in 2020 and 2021. In early part of 2022.
We're treating it like the people who are in power are who they already want to be in power. And so they don't need to do any worldwide sweeping changes at the moment.
Which sounds like a conspiracy, I get it. But it is strange how this has played out.
Mm.
Like, it makes you want to question that.
You shouldn't question things.
Of course. Anyway, there's a volcano on fire, or was on fire.
Just... I don't know if a volcano has anything to do with it, but Hawaii's on fire.
Hawaii's a volcano.
Maui, actually, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Maui's on fire. You've been to Maui before.
I have been to Maui.
Was it on fire at the time?
No.
Okay.
No, actually, it is sad. Their Lahaina is gone, basically. And they had a whirlwind of giant fires where at least 89 people are confirmed dead now.
93 as of today.
I'm seeing reports from locals there that it's in the hundreds, if not thousands.
It's going to be a lot more than the current number we have because a lot of people, sadly, were essentially cremated. And they have cadaver dogs going through. They're going to end up having to look at people who are missing and that they never recover. And so it's going to take a while to get the full number of people. And that's really sad. It's terrible. Have you seen like videos and stuff from the thing?
Yeah, people like bad. Trying to drive out of there and stuff. Scariest environment imaginable.
Jumping in the ocean to get away from the fire.
Kind of looked like hell.
It looked really bad.
Yeah.
And you know how we could have solved this, Charlie?
By solving climate change.
If we just would have given the U.S. government more of our money, then this particular fire would not have happened. More, we can go back further than that. If we just would have listened to Al Gore, then this fire would not have happened. And I try to imagine actually believing that that's a thing, because as you scroll across X.com, you see, it's time to declare a climate emergency. This is what happens when people put profits over people. You got to blame the oil companies. And if we just would have enacted this regulation or taxed this person, then we wouldn't have had these fires. I guess that's what we're going to do every time something bad happens. But I really don't think that it is the case. And in fact, a lot of scientists don't think it's the case either. But this article says Maui's fire became deadly fast. Climate change, flash drought, invasive grass, and more fueled it.
Mm.
And so this is from AP News. And, of course, they detail how bad the fire was. And then they talk about flash droughts, which, of course, we're just getting because of climate change. Or we're getting more of them because of climate change.
And, look, if you've ever been to Maui, one of the first things they tell you about, especially if you do an island tour, which I recommend. I recommend, well, not now, but when Maui comes back, I recommend going, and if you do, take a Jeep tour, drive all the way around the island. It doesn't take that long. It's not very big. It's really cool because just Maui has like 28 different climates. Maybe it's 31. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've been there, but I think it's at least 20-something. I think it's 28 different climates that they tell you about on this tour. And you go from desert to prairie to mountain to beach, to jungle,
yeah, all
rainforest.
All depends on what regulations they enacted on the different parts of the island.
Right.
Yeah.
As you drive around, it's like all different places of America exist in this one tiny little ecosystem. It's really cool.
So I don't think we have to go through this whole article. It's important to note that it's from AP News because we'll discuss that later. They do discuss flash droughts and how fast it became dry on Maui. They talk about stronger hurricanes, which there was a hurricane going on off the coast, not hitting Hawaii directly, but the winds were much higher. There's no indication.
I thought they call those typhoons in the Pacific.
I don't know what they call it. I think we still call it hurricane here. I'm not sure.
I thought it was a typhoon.
There's no indication that this was some kind of a special hurricane that was much stronger than other hurricanes that they
we don't even know the hurricanes
they normally have. Yeah, I can't even tell you much about this hurricane, but they are going to blame stronger hurricanes in this article as well. And of course, they have two scientists that say that this was likely due to climate change, this flash drought and stronger hurricanes.
I mean, if I was a scientist, that's one of the first things I would say.
Now, Bjorn Lomborg, who has a great book called False Alarm, which we've recommended to people a lot. I also recommend following him on X at Bjorn Lomborg. He says this has to stop. AP makes up a story to blame Hawaii fires on climate. And then he brings in this peer-reviewed journal from last year, finding no climate signal in Hawaii's drought, because they also had a drought last year. And saying that they could not link it to climate change at all. And then he brings up this other unrelated news, which is AP getting $8 million to push climate alarmism. So what's really interesting is at the bottom of this piece that we were referencing to talk about all this stuff, at the bottom it says, Associated Press climate and environmental coverage received support from several private foundations. See more about AP's climate initiative here. Claire Rush, who wrote this, is a core member for the AP Report for America State House News Initiative. Report for America is a nonprofit national service program that places journalists in local newsrooms to report on undercovered issues. And one of the undercovered issues is climate change. That's something that hardly anyone talks about.
There's only a few journalists really doing the work out there.
And so AP got a bunch of money in this grant to hire a bunch of journalists whose job it is to write about climate change. And in this article from AP where they highlighted it, this is in last year, it's from 2022 in AP. The AP said Tuesday that it's assigning more than two dozen journalists across the world to cover climate issues. And the news organization's largest single expansion paid for through philanthropic grants. And so the AP's new team, with journalists based in Africa, Brazil, India, and the U.S., will focus on climate change's impact on agriculture, migration, urban planning, the economy, culture, and other areas. And so anyway, they were given this grant from the Rockefeller Foundation, the Walton Family Foundation, Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Flora Hewlett Foundation, William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, contributing to this effort for them to have journalists whose specific job it is to say that things are because of climate change. All right. Even though you can go to a peer-reviewed article and see them saying that the flash droughts have nothing to do with climate change, that this is something that happens, especially during the El Nino patterns that we are going through right now. If you look at the U.S. no coughing after COVID, Charlie, you could spread that stuff and our grandmas could die.
Mm.
U.S. Drought Monitor. If you look at the U.S. Drought Monitor, Hawaii Drought Severity and Coverage Index, you will find this chart going from 2000 all the way to current day, that the current drought patterns, now they could readjust this, I don't know, but the current drought in Hawaii doesn't look much of anything compared to previous droughts, like say from 2009 to 2014, or even from 2021 to the beginning of 2023. Right now it's actually pretty low. But right now, this is because of climate change and the severe, the super severe climate change induced drought. Lomborg also posted out this earlier. Here's a screenshot. The world is burning ever less. Fire is ever more in the news. So as you see this chart, wildfire in reality, burned area per year, percentage of global land. From 2000 to 2020, this moves from roughly 3% down to 2.2%. All right. And when you look at frequency per million words, wildfire in the news, it goes from 2 per million words to 10 per million words. So 5X right there. People talking about wildfires, even though they're actually decreasing in their burned area per year globally. But of course, we have more and more every, because I read this in the news, and the news is just talking about things that are happening, and it's not because they're literally paid to do this. Like, they literally had people that were paid by foundations to just talk about climate change. It's not that. It's that we have way more wildfires than we used to, right? Mm. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a couple things. One, obviously, the dissemination of information has increased drastically. And so people talking about wildfires obviously is going to go up by default just because we have so many more places to consume information. But also, yeah, I think it's fear mongering. I think it's people are taking things out of context. But you know what? You know what I really think? I think God hates the earth.
That's what it is.
Because I don't know if you heard about this. I'm going to throw a wrench in your presentation.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Hunga Tonga Hunga Hape volcano that erupted last year in 2022?
I feel like I would have remembered
Hunga,
the name.
Hunga Tonga Hunga Hape volcano in the South Pacific off the coast of Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, this I might have heard that. I might have
underwater
heard about
eruption.
That. I heard about that, yeah.
The most powerful eruption that we've ever recorded,
mm-hmm.
ever. In fact, it sent water vapor 58 kilometers into the air.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's like 36 miles into the air.
That's a lot.
That's mm-hmm. something like that, I think. It's insane, mm-hmm. right? New study finds that this eruption is going to warm the climate by 1.5 degrees centigrade. And I bet humans probably caused that eruption in the South Pacific.
Oh, yeah. But we're probably fracking down there or something like that.
I didn't
that.
Hear anything about this mm-hmm. until recently, over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
Obviously because this new study came out. And so just, you know, I just want to throw that. It's probably unrelated.
Totally unrelated.
But new study indicates that this could have a 1.5 degree warming effect on the Earth because of this massive underwater volcano literally shot water 36 miles in the air. That's a long way to shoot water.
It is.
I've bought
some of the finer water guns at Walmart, and they don't go nearly that far.
Not even with a level.
No, not that close.
No.
I saw Old Faithful, and that Old Faithful, not even close.
Imagine if you were a ship, and you were right over this underwater volcano at mm-hmm. the exact time it erupted.
Yeah.
That'd be so crazy.
It would, yeah. You know what we should do, though? We should give the U.S. government more money.
Yeah, that's what we should.
That way we don't have that. They could probably stop that volcano from erupting, too. Mm. You know, have
off
we considered
the coast
that?
Of Australia. Yeah.
Have you considered giving Joe Biden more of your money today, sir? Because that's how we solve this problem.
Well, I am now. That's what I want to do now.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, of course.
Well, here's the deal. Now that we're talking about Joe Biden, let me tell you something. Bidenomics is hard at work right now. Hard at work. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes we're faced with a crossroads in life and we don't really know which path to take. Maybe you're thinking about a career change or feeling like your relationship needs a little love. Whatever it is, therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find the way forward. I've done therapy in the past, and honestly, it helped me quite a lot. Changed my life, made me who I am today. And our co-host, Charlie, he's still using BetterHelp to this day. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. It's kind of working against Biden, unfortunately, because Bidenomics is mostly associated with bad things. All right, but they've been trying to co-opt this term that people have been using. This article from Politico talks about how Bidenomics is just not catching on. I've seen several articles from people saying, well, you know, people are just paying attention to the news and they're not, they just don't know how good they have it right now. They just don't understand how good Joe Biden's economy is. Mm. They're paying attention to all the fear mongering.
They don't know what's good
like
for them.
No, yeah. They don't get it. Politico says the White House plays it cool as Bidenomics struggles to catch on. President Joe Biden is risking a lot on Bidenomics, but about 2 months in, his efforts to sell his sweeping economic agenda don't appear to be working. Poll numbers show persistent voter skepticism about the state of the economy, and Republicans are working aggressively to take back the term, dubbing it as synonymous with tax hikes and inflation. They're not working to take back the term. This was a Republican term to begin with. We were calling it Bidenomics, and we're not Republicans, but people who are not fans of Joe Biden have been using Bidenomics to talk about our terrible economy for a while now. Mm-hmm. It's Biden that's trying to take over the term, and it's not working. The administration has moved aggressively to not just claim ownership of the economy, but to broadcast how good the news around it is, from falling inflation, steady job growth, and diminished talk of a forthcoming recession. They anticipate the good news will ramp up with factory groundbreakings and bridge ribbon cuttings. You know, people, they just love watching those bridge ribbon cuttings. Mm-hmm. That's what we haven't had lately. When you go to the grocery store and you can't afford your groceries, or you can afford way less groceries, mm-hmm. you're like, you know what we need?
You need that memory.
Freaking bridge ribbon cutting, man. That's mm-hmm. what we need right now. I need a ribbon cut on a bridge. Anyway, bridge ribbon cuttings and at the heart of the Inflation Reduction Act, bipartisan infrastructure law, and the CHIPS and Science Act. As the economy continues to improve, they believe voters will start crediting them for Bidenomics' most popular items and general economic improvement. Unfortunately, though, when you look at polls, that's not working. A CNN poll released this week similarly found that 51% of Americans believe the economy is in a downturn and getting worse. Nearly two-thirds, or 63% of respondents, disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. Quote from Angus King said, there's a disconnect between the data and the way that people are feeling. And he says, facts don't care about your feelings, people.
Yeah.
An independent who caucuses with Democrats and is up for re-election in Maine, he appeared alongside the president at a Bidenomics event in his state last week, where no doubt they cut a ribbon on something. King placed blame for the absence of better numbers on the hangover of high inflation last year.
Yeah, because they can't afford their groceries, King.
It takes time for people to sort of absorb the fact that we're in really good shape. Are you in really good shape? Are you feeling the effect of Bidenomics in your life? We're going to keep discussing Bidenomics and this amazing economy when we come back. Liberty at Night on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. President Biden's highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
I signed a significant piece of clean energy legislation combating the existential threat of climate change. The single largest investment ever anywhere in the world. without one single member of the other team voting for it.
Biden's been on a tour to showcase the landmark legislation he signed into law. As polling has shown, voters are pessimistic over his handling of the economy. Watching TV now accounts for less than half of Americans' viewing time. According to Nielsen, traditional cable and broadcast TV made up less than half of all television viewing at just 49.6% combined. On the other hand, streaming services including Netflix and YouTube grew to a record of nearly 40% of total TV watching. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's up, y'all? This is Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. Remember, Charlie and I have a podcast called Good Morning Liberty. You can find it at BernieLies.com or on your favorite podcast app. We go live every single day of the week when we want to. They keep thinking that if they say it, that eventually people are going to accept it as truth. But when you say that inflation is down, what they want you to believe and what some people believe is that prices went back down to where they used to be.
No, so they're still going up.
When they're like, oh, it's a hangover from people being upset about inflation last year. No, they're still having to pay for the inflation because everything's more, and we still have inflation right now, and it's still higher than the 2% target inflation that we aim for, which is on top of the 7 to 9% inflation that we had the year before that. More inflation.
Of it going up the year before that.
Yes. Yeah, because there's actually a target of 2% inflation. Now, we can argue about whether or not that's a good idea. The more I look into it, I do think that it's a small amount of inflation is better than the possibility of deflation. Actual deflation is really bad. We'll talk about that more later.
Prices coming down is not bad, but you don't want it to be because of deflation.
No.
You want it to be because of competition.
Exactly.
So there's a difference.
You want it to be about the balance of goods and services.
The grains and bolts.
That doesn't mean everything is solved, but if I were president, I would take great pride in where the economy is right now.
Of course, because you're president, which means you have millions of dollars.
You have to take
and
great pride
none of it
in that.
Affects you whatsoever. Okay. Meanwhile, the number one new song in America that just happened over the weekend is Richmond, North of Richmond.
Yeah.
by Oliver Anthony.
I didn't listen to the whole song myself. I can't stand that style of music.
You don't like that style?
Oh, God. So, I didn't make it more than 30 seconds into the song.
Pretty soulful. He's got 4 songs in the top 10. Number 1 on iTunes, I saw. The dude I saw this weekend, a couple weeks ago, he played at this farmer's marketplace in the middle of nowhere, Virginia, or North Carolina, South Carolina, somewhere around there. Up in the Appalachians, you know?
Mm-hmm. The mountain man.
Good old Smoky Mountains, man. Look, he had about 20 to 50 people that showed up, I think, for that show. I heard. Played a show on Sunday, had over 6,000 people there.
Quite a lot. Yeah.
So, it's, this is how most people feel, because you can try to skew the data all you want. See, this is the difference. This is a difference between, like, skewing data and actual data and people's feelings, because I do think that you can feel a certain way, and then you look at the data and be like, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe I'm just over-exaggerating. I need to process my feelings and figure out what's really happening here. But the problem is people are feeling a certain way because it's actually true when you look at the data.
And the data being presented improperly.
And the data is they use it every day by taking money out of their pockets and giving it to the grocery stores and everywhere else and realizing that they don't have anything left over once they do that.
Yeah.
And their baby's still hungry. That's what's actually happening. Inflation doesn't really affect the rich people that much, or I would even say upper middle class. You know, you can still get by and do fun things or whatever, but man, the middle class and the poor, it eats them alive.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk about helping the middle class and the poor. And you think Bidenomics?
Like, look at this. You got a guy who went from no one knew a word yet of anything he had to say to now you're going and you're singing in front of people and they're singing your song like you're freaking Garth Brooks, you know? I mean, that would be nuts. I'm happy for the guy.
He had Jamie Johnson jumped up there and sang a color song. Yeah, that's
good for him.
I agree.
And you know, these,
especially your dollar ain't.
Yeah,
you got to find that and bleep it out for the radio.
I know.
We didn't say it.
I know he did, but still,
Oliver did.
It's on the recording.
So yeah. Now you got to find it.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to remember that.
At the time that
I'll do a word search and Descript. It'll
and
be
look,
fine.
And then he says your dollar ain't, because it's taxed to no end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's beautiful, but that's getting out there.
It is good, and it's good to be.
He go after the obese people.
He does.
I mean, goes straight for him. He doesn't even mask it. He goes straight for him.
I didn't listen to it because I just hate that style of music, but there were some lyric videos out there, so I let it play with no sound, and I read the and I just watched the lyrics of it. And
I love all kinds of music. I think it's a catchy tune.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's, you know, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying that it's just not for me. And that's fine. I think it's cool to see this type of idea making it into the culture a little bit. And you can tell that these people, a lot of these people, they need someone to say what they're feeling and to get it out there. That's why people love Trump so much. Is even though Trump has no idea what these people are going through at all, and never has, and never will, he was able to present himself as someone who cares about these people and is going to fight for them.
And Dave Chappelle's monologue on Saturday Night Live was...
He's an honest liar.
Was perfect.
Yeah.
Was absolutely perfect. By the way, we're going to see...
We are, yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
Sometime in September, right? Sometime?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
His monologue, that was so good.
We're going to go see Anthony Jeselnik, too, in September. I'm pumped about that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
Got 2 comedy shows in a row.
I know. I'm pumped! Okay.
You owe me money, by the way.
I know. You're right. To be fair, you didn't ask me about the Chappelle one, so yeah. We'll talk about that.
I'll invite somebody else. It'll be all right.
Okay, now what we're discussing here, here's an article from CNN.
Maybe someone from the live group.
You probably could. Could probably do that.
I won't have COVID by that time.
No, you'll be fine.
As far as I know.
If we scroll down to the CNN article, U.S. inflation means families are spending $709 more per month than 2 years ago. They just don't know the data, Charlie. That's the thing.
They're confused.
Right? They're confused.
Yeah.
And the facts don't care about their feelings. They don't understand how good they have it.
Mm-hmm.
They say U.S. inflation has had a snowballing effect on family budgets. By snowballing, what they mean is we had inflation. And then we had inflation, and then we had inflation, and that snowballs into inflated prices with all of those years added up. A typical American household spent $709 more in July than they did 2 years ago to buy the same goods and services, according to Moody's Analytics.
Well, this would be fine, though, because the average family saved $2,000 from Obamacare.
On their health insurance, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they're
by switching to Obamacare.
They're still up $1,300.
Mm-hmm. They got to keep their doctor, too.
Yeah.
Of course. If they like them, they got to keep their doctor. Mm-hmm. That figure underscores the cumulative impact high inflation has had on consumer finances, even as price growth has cooled considerably in recent months. That's the message that they're selling, by the way. Price growth has cooled in recent months. It's still price growth. Mm-hmm. It's still price growth on top of price growth on top of price growth over the last several years. So things are still much higher.
And, okay, as the price gets higher, even the smaller percentage means it's going to cost more.
It's a smaller percentage of a higher number.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's
so imagine eggs were $5, okay, and they went up 10%. Okay, now they're $5.50, okay, and if they go up 3% from that, or let's say 5%, that would be now they're 580 something, trying to do percentages in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then anyway, as you keep going, now add another 5% onto that, and another 5, and then 4, if you go 4%, eventually that number will be like you're still 10-12% of the original smaller number.
Eventually, 3% will be as much as the 9.1% was last year because the number is much higher. So that's the thing that they're missing. And we talked about this too, by the way, when inflation was going up a bunch, that it was going to drop down really quickly. Because if you look at the inflation waves in the 70s, you have, let's just say, like 8% and then back down to like 2.5%, 3%. And then like 9%, and then back down to like 3-4%, and then like 12%, 16%, whatever it went up to, and then back down. And that's how it goes because you're comparing to the previous year where the inflation was really high, and then you're pulling from that number, and it gives you a much easier track at having a low number that year. And then the next year where it's much higher, you're comparing to the previous year where it was much lower the previous year.
That's a year over year.
Yes. And so we're in the low trough of that wave right now, and it's probably going to end up going back up. And that's why the Fed isn't talking about cutting rates or anything right now.
But that's why we showed the overall chart, which inflation is closer to, what was it, 60-something percent?
Well, over the last 2 years, it's like 16, 17%, something like that.
Okay.
Let's see. Most of that increase in spending is driven by housing costs, which have surged. Zandi, I don't even know who that is, told CNN an email on Friday. He added that families are also spending more at the grocery store, on buying, maintaining, and insuring vehicles, and on recreational services like cable. Of course, paychecks have also grown over the past 2 years, but not by as much as the cost of living. Inflation-adjusted earnings are stuck in 2019. Even though prices have soared, real earnings, which adjust for inflation, are stuck at 2019 levels. Real earnings remain below what they would have been if not for the pandemic and the Russian war.
God darn it.
Which is weighing on the collective psyche.
Putin and a virus.
Putin and COVID. It's never the people that are in charge. It's not the Fed. It's not the president. Unless Trump would have stayed in office, then all the inflation would have been Trump's fault, according to all of these people. It's not... It's not the administration. It's not the Fed. It's not the government. It's not the people who tell you that they are going to be making all of the decisions and making your life better if you just give them more and more of your money. It's never their fault. You pay them to find ways to blame this on other people. That's what you're paying them to do.
God, and then listen to the way they spend this math at the end.
Which one?
Just listen to the way they spend the math at the end.
Looking at just the last year, Zandi calculates a typical household spent $202 more this July than they did a year ago to buy the same goods and services. That's significant, but it's still below the peak of $536 for the year-over-year metric.
You just combine those two numbers together, and that's what you have over 2 years. So 536 plus 202 is 738. So in 2 years, you're spending an extra $738 a month. A month.
Yeah. That's
not to include everybody's taxes went up on their property taxes because home values skyrocketed. So the tax assessors were out running their ass off everywhere.
Plus my actual property tax rate went up a ton in Davidson County.
Yeah. Why do you live there?
I don't know. It's time to get out of Davidson County. But they went up. The rate went up 36% above where it was before. It didn't go up 36 nominal percent. It went up, you could say, 1% to 1.36%, if you want to just use a nice round number like that. But, yeah, the number that we pay went up by 36% over that time.
And the property values went up.
And the property values also went up.
And here's the problem. They still don't have enough money.
No, they need more. They got to fight climate change, too.
Climate change, and the government's fighting inflation. Their stuff got it more expensive, too.
What about another thing? This is, by the way, people just don't understand how good Biden's economy is. This is Bidenomics, folks. All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it while it lasts. It's so good. But, Charlie, what else do we have?
When student loan payments resume, 56% of borrowers say they'll have to choose between their debt and buying groceries. What do you think they'll choose?
Well, they'll have to buy groceries or they'll die. So they're going to do that. But what I would hope, first off, they're just not going to pay their student loans. If they're actually in that scenario, I don't trust the 56% number because this is from a Credit Karma survey and they've got a specific sample size of people that are trying to figure out their finances. I didn't get surveyed and I've got a bunch of student debt. So they'll probably decide to not pay the debt because they assume it's going to get written off eventually. Or maybe they'll end up decreasing some of their other expenses because there are things other than groceries that people pay for on a monthly basis. I probably pay more for a lot of other amenities than I do for groceries.
If you had to choose between like Netflix and groceries and student loans, which of those three are you cutting out? Student loans, obviously.
Well, yeah, probably student loans, or I'm going to buy like ramen or something.
Well, what are you going to watch while you eat something?
Yeah, I can't eat without watching something.
Right.
Okay, it's not possible.
And Ted Lasso's on Apple TV, so you need that.
On Netflix anyway.
Well, but you need, well, once
need
Ted
both.
Lasso.
Yeah, you're right.
Because you have to keep eating and watching.
That's true.
So you need several shows. What about YouTube TV? I mean,
you need that.
Football just started.
Yeah.
And NFL Sunday Ticket's now on YouTube TV, so you got to have that base subscription plus NFL Sunday Ticket. Because what are you going to watch while you eat if football's on?
Mm-hmm.
College football package is coming out.
Yeah.
You know, so Saturdays and Sundays. So, student loans aren't going to get paid.
No.
For sure. Federal student loan payments are coming back, and they're going to wreak havoc on borrowers' budgets. Interest accruals resume on September 1st, and payments will be due in October for the first time in over 3 years. The eggs are hatching, and the chickens are finding the roost.
Yep.
It's one thing guaranteed in life. You can hardly ever get rid of a debt.
Mm-hmm.
These people will come back, especially ones that you can't declare bankruptcy on.
That's one of the hardest ones to get rid of. Yeah.
Over half of borrowers say
this is a real thing, by the way. I've been paying. I have been paying on my student. I went to school. When did I graduate? When did I drop out of college? Sorry, I dropped out to go play music in Nashville.
Nine.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah. 2009. The end of 2009. I dropped out. I had a semester left, but I wasn't going to use the degree anyway. Who cares?
Look at you now.
I would have just thrown more good money after bad. You know, it was a sunk cost at that time. But I've been paying on those loans.
Imagine you being a teacher right now.
No freaking way would I still have a job. I'll tell you that. I would have been fired.
Kids to your
you
class.
Would have been talking about something that happened in my class on your podcast with John, probably. Like, this teacher got fired because he started talking about Thomas Sowell or something like that.
Well,
you know,
that would be the least of my concerns.
I think I was just going to say, I get it. You pay towards these things. If you just pay the minimum and you have a normal student loan interest, which my interest is like 11%, it's like one of the best you can get. Okay.
That's good.
That's pretty good for student loans. Yeah.
11%.
Yeah. 11%.
Jesus.
I have, in fact, paid the minimum and my debt has stayed the same as I've paid the minimum payments for years and years and years. I owe the same, if not potentially more right now than I did when I got out of school. And whose fault is that? Whose fault is it?
Trump's.
It's probably Trump's fault. Okay, we should indict him over it, actually. I think Trump should be indicted because of my student debt. That would be the best thing. But if we can indict Trump over my student debt, it's still the government's fault. It's probably the predatory loan system's fault.
That's what I was going to say next.
Or it could be my fault because this entire time I have known that if I just kept paying the minimum, that I was never actually going to pay down the debt. I've known it the entire... I know it right now, Charlie, and I guarantee you I'm not going to change anything, not this week at least. I'm not going to.
Man.
So whose fault is it?
It's very weird for somebody to say those words together.
I know.
My fault.
It's weird.
That sounds like such an oxymoron.
I know. I know.
It's crazy. Just a few more things here. 68% of borrowers with household incomes under $50,000. They went to college. Got a degree. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't. Still have student loans without a degree. But you went to college. And your household income is less than $50,000. I think some decisions are being made that aren't perhaps the best.
They could have been like me. I didn't finish a degree. Or if I would have finished my degree and I lived on my own, I don't know if I'd be making over $50,000. I was going to get a teaching degree.
In Tennessee, I think you would now.
In Tennessee, yeah. I would be.
Mm-hmm. Or close. Around 50, 60, I think, something like that. A large portion of high earners also expect to struggle. 45% of borrowers with household incomes of $100,000 or more say they'll be forced to make those hard choices.
Just because you're making a lot of money doesn't mean that you got a lot of money. It means you got a lot of expenses.
Yeah. And it may not mean you're not living paycheck to paycheck. One option that could especially help lower income borrowers is to apply for an income-driven repayment plan. Under the new Saving on a Valuable Education IDR plan, families of three or more who earn $50,000 or less may qualify for a $0 monthly payment, for instance.
That's one of the things the administration put into their income-driven repayment plan.
Does their debt ever go away?
The debt doesn't go away. No.
You just auto-draft that $0 payment.
And you might still accrue interest. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but you don't have to make monthly payments. So you don't ever actually get rid of the debt.
I still feel bad for these people.
Do you?
I do. You know?
I don't know about that.
It's mostly their fault, but I still feel bad.
Mm-hmm. You get into a situation and it can be tough to get back out of it. Even if it was your fault, it's tough to get out of a bad situation that you put yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean it's someone else's job to get you out of that situation. It's still your job to get your way out, and we can feel bad for you all we want. It doesn't mean that there should be a gun held to Charlie's head and that his money should be given to you to bail you out of your bad situation. So there's a line between feeling bad for someone and being legally obligated under threat of death to take care of people.
Because I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a year and a half of schooling, post high school, nursing school, but I was fortunate enough to have a full ride scholarship and other money that they gave me to go to school for that. and didn't have to pay any of it back.
Yeah. I had a scholarship, too, for the first couple. I went to 4.5 years of college, and I only came out with $18,000.
And I knew back then it was a scam.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Here's the point of the show, because we got to wrap up. Bidenomics, Charlie, we are made to believe, and we could probably scroll through the president's Twitter and all of the shills with the Harry Sisons and the other people who are paid to say nice things about how great the country is right now. And we see just how great people are doing and just how great Biden's doing on this economy and how we've added so many jobs. And he'll even say the wages have gone up, you know.
And if you're not with him, then obviously you're not looking at the data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you look at
your
things
feelings
like this.
Are wrong.
You look at things like this and you say 56% of borrowers say they'll have to choose between their debt and buying groceries. Is that an amazing, best economy that we've ever been in when you have to go back to paying your loans, which you had to pay back in early 2020? You had these same loans that you were being forced to pay. And now that they're going to start saying that you need to pay these loans again, well, you might not even be able to buy food anymore. You might be on the bread lines. And so are we, in fact, in a greater economy right now, or are we still just allowing people to get by without taking care of their responsibilities for the moment? And if we ever ask them to take care of their responsibilities, they'd be back on the bread lines immediately.
Well, we're obviously in a better economy.
Yeah.
So this must have to do with some type of corporate greed.
I guess it is corporate. You know who it's never the greed of? It's never the colleges. The colleges are never greedy.
Nope.
Somehow the colleges never teach the students to go out there and protest the colleges for having high prices. It never happens.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. You know, Robert Wright could be out there talking about how we got to get rid of student loans and corporate greed. And he'll never mention to you that he's getting paid $300K a year to speak twice at some college somewhere. And that's baked into the price that you're paying for college. It's never his fault.
Mm-mm.
And it's not the college's fault.
Doesn't matter that tuition's gone up 3,000%
in
the last decade.
No, listen, Obama just wanted everyone to have an opportunity to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have. Right now, I believe it was in 2010 is when they took over all the student loans. So we got this story, then we had the $709 per month more for the same goods. That's Bidenomics, man. This is the best economy we've ever seen, man. Shake and bake.
He's okay. Created more jobs than any president. And you know that you do the thing, mm-hmm. Do the math.
He's a magic man.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see him?
Just do it.
That's right. All right, coming up, we are going to talk about some of the dumbest things of the week. Clips from all of our favorites. Liberty Night on Free Talk Live.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.